And you said you just played most of the time. Did you have to go to school? Or?
Yes, we went to school.
Where did you go to school?
We went to Elliott School. Mm-hmm. Well, I went to Oak Park in the third and fourth grade, I believe it was. And then we went to Elliott School in fifth or sixth. And then we went from there on to Inner Sansom, but it is where Forest is now.
So you went to Sansom too?
That was Sansom. Yeah. I never did go to the new Sansom then.
Yeah.
Just the old one. Because we went down there in the seventh grade.
Okay. Well, did you have a car around this time? Like, how'd you get around town?
We walked.
You just walked everywhere? You didn't?
Yeah, we run just about everywhere we went. Mm-hmm.
Did other people have cars around you? Or?
Very few people had cars.
Did most of them just walk, or did they have horses? Or?
No, we just walked. We was now here. We just walked. Well, the country we walked because mm-hmm. we didn't have no car.
Yeah.
Well, Daddy did get a little old car to go backwards and forwards in there. Some kind of little old car that would carry him up here to where he could stay to go to work.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any holidays during the Depression where you didn't? Did you most of the time have good Christmases or?
Well, we had good Christmas because we were all together and we had plenty of love. We didn't get very much. Maybe we might got one little toy, or we might got an apple or an orange, or maybe a bar candy.
Apple or orange?
Yeah, we didn't get very much because they couldn't afford it. Because we traded when Daddy bought groceries. What we bought was from a Thompson's grocery store on Wall Street. Mm-hmm. We'd buy from one payday to the other on the credit.
You bought on credit?
Yeah. We had to buy on the credit because we couldn't afford to pay for it. Mm-hmm. And then we bought on credit at the commissary, like we bought material and stuff to make our mm-hmm. clothes, because we had to trade on the credit because we didn't have the money to buy right then.
Did you ever get in debt so far?
No. Now, as far as I know, Daddy never did get in debt that far, because it was just so much that we could buy, and we know Mama and Daddy know that that's all we could buy, and that's what we did.
So most of the time, all you bought was groceries. You didn't have money to buy anything else.
No, we didn't buy too much other things mm-hmm. because we didn't have the money to spend.
Yeah. Do you remember how much things cost, like the bread and?
Well, I think way back then, I believe we could get a loaf of bread maybe for 10 or 15 cents, you know.
And did you buy the milk or make it?
No, we had a cow.
Yeah, you had a cow milk.
Yeah, yeah, and we'd churn it and make buttermilk, see.
Yeah.
You let it clabber, and then we'd churn it, make mm-hmm. buttermilk, and this is when I had to quit playing to go and milk the cow there. Yeah. From the time I was about 14 years old, I milked the cow mm-hmm. as long as I was at home because we...
Is a cow the only kind of animal you had, or you have...
We had a little dog.
You didn't have chickens or anything like
no,
that?
No, we didn't have any chickens or nothing, just the...
Okay. And you already said your family didn't have money to buy.
No, we didn't have extra things.
Do you remember any other experiences or...
Well, now, I know my daddy always... I guess we got a pair of shoes about once a year. Mm-hmm. And then when the soles would wear out, my daddy had a lash that he half sold our shoes. I was right there with him. I helped him in everything that he did. I was right there standing, mm-hmm. handing him things and helping him when he needed something. And he half sold our shoes.
So you had to make your shoes?
He had to resole them mm-hmm. where we could wear them longer because he couldn't afford to buy us new shoes every time mm-hmm. we need them, like children do now.
Yeah.
Because we just probably got a pair once a year. Sometimes I guess that one had to last over a year when he half sold them, and the tops were still good. Mm-hmm. Yes, we got to go out, but when we went out, my daddy said we had to be in at 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Said we couldn't be out no later than that, because he said that when we were out, that he could not go to sleep because he wanted us to be at home in the bed where he know where we're at. So we didn't get to stay out very late. But of course, he was very strict on us. But now mother wasn't that strict.
Yeah.
She would, but she wouldn't let us go off like that. But she'd let us, go to girlfriend's house and play and have a lot of fun. But when Daddy was working 3 to 11, but we had to be in early because, Mother didn't want to get in trouble, not letting us do things. But when Mother, she'd want to, we'd do something and she'd start to whip us, and if we could get Mother to laughing, well, she wouldn't whip us. She couldn't do it.
Where'd y'all go when you were? dating and going out?
Oh, we just have to go to the show or go
to. So you had money to go to the show?
Oh, well, the boyfriend.
Yeah.
You know, he might, but you didn't. Show didn't cost very much then. It was very little.
Yeah.
And maybe we might go to one of our friends' house and play rook, but my daddy didn't want us to play rook. Mm-hmm. Of course, we had to do that unbeknownst to him because he didn't like for us to play cards. But we did. Of course, we did things that we shouldn't have, I guess, by doing that. But still, we didn't see any wrong in playing, you know, with your friends and just having a big time.
So you didn't have a card to take out or?
No.
But did your boyfriend?
Now, the boyfriend, sometimes they had a car, and we might get to ride in the car.
Mm-hmm.
But we had to still be back at a certain time. But when Daddy told us something, we knowed that we had to do that. If we didn't, we really got punished. Mm-hmm. We got a whipping with a belt.
Yeah.
Because we knowed when he told us something that we better do that very thing.
Mm-hmm.
One time when we were dating, we were supposed to go to the show, but we wanted to go and play rook. So we was going to this friend's house to play rook. And on the way, we had a car wreck. And our car was turned over, but none of us got seriously hurt, but we were carried to the hospital. And, of course, we seen a neighbor of ours there because her little daughter was over there. She had almost got burned to death. And we told them, don't tell Mother and Daddy because, you know, said we'll be home in just a little while and don't tell them. And before we got home, they had already been there and told Mother and Daddy and they was fixing to leave to come to the hospital. Mm-hmm. And they were scared to death. But, of course, we told them we had to go down there to get something before we went to the show. Mm-hmm. And we patched it up a little bit and everything was all right. And so we didn't do that anymore, though.
Yeah.
We kindly learned a lesson by not doing what we said we would do.
Mm-hmm. And how long did both your parents live?
Well, my daddy took sick in 1955.
Yeah.
One night, my younger brother and his wife came to get my mother to care to the Emma Sansom mm-hmm. ball game. And my daddy was on 11 to 7, and he couldn't go because he had to get up and go on to work, so he lay down to rest. And that night about 9:30, well, he got up to, you know, eat to get ready to go to work. But when he got up, he was having trouble breathing, and he made it out to the next door. He just got to their doorsteps, and he fell, but they heard a noise, and they came out to check on the noise and found my daddy laying on their doorsteps. And, of course, they called and got him to the hospital, called ambulance, I imagine, and got him to the hospital. And they called Murphy Stadium and asked him to announce for his wife and his son, you know, to tell him that he was in the hospital. But they did never do that. They did not make the announcement like they were supposed to. Mm-hmm. So they stayed for the ball game, got over, and then they came. They had to catch a bus, come home, and then they had to walk about 4 or 5 blocks home. And when they got there, and Mother said when she opened the door, she knew that something was the matter because she could see into the kitchen and everything was still just like she had left it.
Mm-hmm.
And by that time, then somebody run out there from next door and told them that he was in the hospital. And, of course, they had to go back, catch the bus, and go back to the Holy Name of Jesus Hospital. And there he was, and he was doing pretty well that night. And Mother called. They called all of us, and all the children went over. And Daddy told us that he was all right, that, you know, he felt better and that he was doing a little better. So we went home, and the next day, of course, we went back over there, and the doctors run tests and all. And they said that he had had a heart attack, and the fluid was covering his heart. And that Daddy told us he was going to be all right, that he thought he would, you know. But it was just 2 or 3 days then until he went into a coma.
Yeah.
And so that was about on a Monday, and he lived till on Wednesday, I believe.
How old was he?
In that coma, 62 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And
how old did your How old was Grandma Carol when she died?
She was almost 92 years old when she died. She lived to be that old after being given up in the last stages of TB when she was just a young girl.
Did you have any brothers or sisters that died when you were young? You had one though.
Yeah, my brother died at, my daddy died in November the 7th, 1955.
Yeah.
And then November the 7th, 1963, my brother died. He had acute pancreatitis.
Yeah.
And he just lived a few days. Mm-hmm. They said they didn't know what kept him alive because they said usually when you have that acute pancreatitis that you die within 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. But he lived, I think, around 4 or 5 days before he died. But they, you know, they operated because they didn't know exactly what was the matter till they went in there. And they just sewed him back up. But you could hear him. He was up on, they had to put him in a room because they put him in recovery, but, you know, they just thought he would die any minute. Mm-hmm. But he didn't, so they put him in a room. I think he's up on third or fourth floor, and we could hear him screaming plumb downstairs. Us sitting down there waiting. And he was in, you know, but he finally passed away. Oh, I never did know him, but now this was, we learned this from our parents and from people that knew him because they came from my great grandfather and his family came from Ireland to the United States.
Yeah.
This was, while they were on their way here. His wife took sick, and she died on the boat coming over to the United States. And after they arrived here, well, of course, they, had to bury her and take care of that. And then he took his children, and they went to Georgia to live. Mm-hmm.
Now, who was this, your
great-grandfather?
Okay. What was his name?
His name was John W. Carroll, too. And so they said he went to work up there in Georgia, got a job, and he left his children. I think he had two sons and one daughter, I believe, was what he had. Mm-hmm. And said that he got his next-door neighbors to watch his children, just go in, say, about two or three times a day and check on them and be sure that they were all right because, you know, they didn't have no money to help to hire somebody to do this. So they said this went on for several years. He was always right there for those children. He stayed right with them. Mm-hmm. And so several years after that, one day he went to work, and the neighbors said that he never came home. And they never did find out what happened to him. And that was about 1866 or 1868, somewhere along there.
Who took care of
the children then? The oldest one was 12 years old, and he said they were adopted out. Mm-hmm. He was adopted to, a good Christian family because he said they sent him to college, and he was, and said his brother and sister was adopted out to different families. Mm-hmm. And then after he was grown, he went back up there to see and he found his sister, and she was married.
Yeah.
And I think he saw her two or three times before, you know, and that's all. He seen her, and I think he saw his brother one time. So we don't know whatever happened to them, you know. Yeah. So that's all, you know, I know about my great-grandfather.
Oh, okay.
Where we got most of this information was that my grandfather had a big suitcase or a trunk that he kept all this in, and my Aunt Lady had this trunk, and my cousin, she read up on some of this, and this is what she found in there was this that I'm telling you about them coming from Ireland and all, because it was in there, he had it in books and things that was wrote, and that they were that they did come from Ireland, and that they, that this was how many children they had and all. And I'm sure that we could find out a lot more if I could go down there and read in them books that Velmer's got. Velmer's got them now because her mother has passed away. In fact, all the, you know, my daddy's brothers and sisters are all gone.